There was one point when during that series where they were talking about a battle that had gone on where they couldn't get all the dead out because of the intensity of the battle, so a lot of the wounded were moaning and crying through the night, and these peach blossom leaves were falling on the dead bodies.
That would have been Shiloh. Battle of Shiloh. Hey, Norman. Norman, Battle of Shiloh. Was that the Battle of Shiloh? Was that where the peach orchard was? Where they fought in the peach orchards?
I'm not that sharp on it. I don't know about that particular. No.
I think that was Shiloh, Battle of Shiloh.
You remember the Hot Mud family? I haven't seen them since 1981 either. Yeah. They did a tune called Faded Coat of Blue that was a Civil War tune. Have you ever heard that?
Oh.
That's a beautiful song, too.
There's a couple of versions of it. I don't know which one. I would assume they probably did the Carter family version. There's a Buell KZ version that I like. It's
Buell KZ.
A little older version.
Wow. Yeah. Neat stuff.
Though it's kind of hard to do in the South.
Let's see. How's it go? The Carter family version was different, you know.
It said, oh, my brave lad, he sleeps in his faded coat of blue. In a lonely grave unknown lies a heart that beats so
That's
true.
Carter's.
Is it?
I'm not much of singing without a guitar. Let's see, not the key, let's see, because it's hard. Let's see. My brave lad sleeps in his faded coat of blue. In a lone and silent grave beats the heart that beats so true. He fell faint and hungry among the famished brave. And they laid him sad and lonely within his nameless grave. He cried, give me water and just one little crumb. And my mother, she will bless you in the many years to come. Oh, tell my sweet sister, so gentle and so true, that I'll meet her up in heaven in my faded coat of blue. No more the bugle calls the weary one. Rest, lonely spirit, in thy grave unknown. I'll know you and find you among the good and true. When the robe of white is given for a faded coat of blue. Long, long years have vanished, and though he comes no more, yet my anxious heart will start with each footfall at my door. I gazed o'er the hilltop where he waved his last adieu, but no gallant lad I see in his faded coat of blue. No more the bugle calls the weary one. Rest, lonely spirit, in thy grave unknown. I'll know you and find you among the good and true, where the robe of white is given for a faded coat of blue. That's the way I know it.
Same words.
Same words. Yeah.
More mournful, though, man.
Yeah.
That's definitely more mournful.
Yeah.
I kind of like it a cappella.
That's what Buell KZ did it. Yeah, he did it, you know, in probably the 1920s or 30s like that. And he did it with, you know, he normally played the banjo and everything, but he did that with a. They had him accompanied. He had kind of a, you know, sort of a. Trained-sounding voice. He was a minister from Kentucky, you know. And he had kind of a sort of... He had taken some voice lessons. He sounded like a little bit of an operatic edge to his voice. I love to hear him sing. But he didn't play his banjo on it, and they accompanied him with a piano and a violinist.
Oh, my goodness.
In New York or something, that recording of it. It's a beautiful recording. It's on Brunswick label.
Was Angel Band an old Civil War tune?
Right.
Did that predate that?
Oh, I never thought of that as a...
Because it was used all throughout.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? I had never thought of that one way or the other.
Well, that was joyful. Mournful, but joyful.
Well, that's just the way I learned it off of him.